With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the hallway outside the courtroom at the New York State Supreme Court, former President Donald Trump says neither he nor his company has done anything wrong. An alleged Attorney General Letitia James is prosecuting him to boost her status.
This was a political witch hunt for election interference, but also for getting somebody elected because she wanted to get the publicity. It's a disgrace, and they should pay me damages. That's the way it should be.
The former president will be returning to Iowa Saturday for a final two-day blitz. The Iowa caucus will be next Monday. Also at SRNNews.com, the fentanyl crisis took center stage today at a hearing of the Senate's Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Chairman Sherrod Brown says in 2022, some 110,000 Americans lost their lives to fentanyl-related drug overdoses.
Imagine each year losing a city nearly the size of Dayton, Ohio, or North Charleston, South Carolina.
It's a crisis so widespread, Brown says, nobody is safe from its reach.
Pretty much everyone has a fentanyl story. It may be your own family, it may be a neighbor, it may be a coworker.
Republican member John Kennedy said Congress can lessen the crisis by improving security at the southern border, which he described as an open, bleeding wound. Bob Agnew reporting.
The California ski resorts Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows are reopening a day after an avalanche killed a skier and injured three others. The Placer County Sheriff's Office identifying the person killed as 66-year-old Kenneth Kidd, a resident of nearby Truckee. Wall Street is lower after a report showed U.S. inflation is warmer than expected, but maybe not warm enough to dash hopes of lower interest rates later this year. The Dow is down 14 points, the Nasdaq losing 13 points. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization is working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows that anti-Semitism has surged in the U.S. following the Hamas attack on Israel that happened back in October. But the Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates there were nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023. College campuses, a hotspot for anti-Semitic incidents. This is SRN News. A new report being submitted to Congress points to plenty of problems at the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS is still too slow to process amended tax returns, answer taxpayer phone calls, and resolve identity theft cases. That's according to an independent watchdog within the agency. The organization sent a report to Congress Wednesday that the backlog of unprocessed amended returns has quadrupled from 500,000 in 2019 to almost 2 million in October last year. And taxpayer correspondence and related cases more than doubled over the same period from almost 2 million to 4.3 million. I'm Julie Walker.
The caretakers, a part of one of Maine's most beloved lighthouses, say they believe a damaged portion of the structure can be rebuilt. A strong storm badly damaged the site of Pemaquid Point Light in Bristol on Wednesday. More details at SRNNews.com.